On Daf Tes on the base, the Gemara quotes a few memories of Rav Yosef. The first memory is Amar Rav Yosef, and the second memory is the Amar Rav Yosef, another din. So the first memory is some details regarding the halacha of Kom Leide de Rav Mina. What is the source of Kom Leide de Rav Mina? So Rashi tells you, it's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. And Rashi writes Shmos Chaf Aleph in the context of the din of the Mevelodis. What is the din of the Mevelodis? Ki notzu anoshim v'nokvu isha hara v'yotzu yoladehu. Two people are fighting with each other, and by accident they bumped into a pregnant woman, and she had a miscarriage. She lost the baby because of them. So the Torah says that the one who is responsible, maybe both of them are responsible, the one who is responsible for causing her to lose the pregnancy has to pay demei velodos to the father of the baby. So the pasuk says that obligation to pay demei velodos only applies in lo yiyosim, onish yonish. Only if the woman doesn't lose her life. But if the woman loses her life, then v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. What does that mean? But they were, it says, ki inotzim anoshim. So the Gemara understands, b'mitzus shebemisa hakosim edab. B'mitzus means they're fighting, ki inotzim anoshim. They're fighting with each other, intending to kill each other. Reuben and Shimon are attempting to kill each other. So this is a case of niskaven laharagazeh v'haragazeh. Reuben is trying to kill Shimon. Shimon is trying to kill Reuben. And then what happened was they killed the third person. They killed the woman. So that's a machlokes hatanoim later in Sanhedrin. There's a whole sugya of Ratzeach. Later in Sanhedrin, all the details of Hilchos Ratzeach. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion that Niskaven laharigazeh v'harigazeh is potter from Nisim. And the Chachamim hold chayiv Nisim. And it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raibid had a paskin. The Rambam, for some reason or another, Paskins like Reb Shimon, usually we should say Yochid v'Rabim Halacha k'Rabim. So we ought to say the Halacha should be like the Chachamim, whatever Reb Shimon says. If he disagrees with the Chachamim, we should say we don't Paskin like him. So for some reason or another, the Rambam Paskins like Reb Shimon. It's Gavin, Laragazev, Horagazev, Spotter. Where's that Mishnah? That is Gavin, Laragazev, Horagazev. Shemot, it's Gavin, Laragazev, Horagazev, Spotter. Here it is. Ein Tesamid Aleph. There's a Mishnah, it's the last line of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Amer. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. So we have a tziyun with the Rambam Paskin like that, the letter base, the Rambam Paskin is like Reb Shimon. And the Raibid is masking on the Rambam. Why did we decide to Paskin like the Yochid? We usually say Yochid v'Rabim. Aloha Karama should be Niskaven laHargazeh v'Hargazeh, should be Chayv Nisa. So if you hold Chayv Nisa like the Chachamim Shita, so then you read the pasuk kibshuta, the masan yeah, and if they warned, the witnesses warned Reuven, don't kill Shimon, we're going to give you the death penalty. And he says, I don't care, I want to kill him, even if it means I lose my life. And then instead of succeeding in killing Shimon, he kills the woman on the side, the pregnant woman. Then it says, masan yeah, when the sata nevish tachas nevish, he gets the death penalty because they had edim hasroa that he shouldn't kill Shimon. Instead of killing Shimon, he killed the Yishon. So it's Chayv Nisa. According to the Rambam, who Paskin is like Reb Shimon, so how do you translate the Pasuk when Asata Nevesh Tachas Nevesh? It means he deserves to get Oynish Misa, but Lamaisa, he's not going to get Oynish Misa. So what it means is, in Loye Osan, Onish Yonish. If the Yishon doesn't lose her life, then he has to pay the Mevelodis. In Osan Yeh, then you don't pay the Mevelodis, because when Asata Nevesh Tachas Nevesh, he deserves to get Oynish Misa. So that's the din of Kom Leibe de Rab Minei that even applies Bizman Azeh. Someone is Mechal Shabbos, and simultaneously with the Chilul Shabbos, B'Shegek B'Mezit, simultaneously with the Chilul Shabbos, he makes a Chiyav Momen. So the din would be even Bizman Azeh. It would be Kom Leibe de Rab Minei. Even though Bizman Azeh, nobody gets any death penalty, and even if the fellow is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegek, that's called Tana de Bechizkiah. The Gemara has a Braisa from Chizkiah's Yeshiva. Tana de Bechizkiah. Bechizkiah makes a Chizkiah's Yeshiva. They had a Braisa. Usually, other mod v'yolam yechayv to pay, but if it's covered with a kamle b'derab minei, also lachilakta ben shogeg l'meizid beinonis l'rotzon, even if he was machal shabbos b'shogeg or he killed b'shogeg and he's not chayim misa, he still say kamle b'derab minei. So that's the institution of Kom Levi D'Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So Rabbi Yosef comes up with an Ein Fah, an Ein Fah. He comes up with the original Kiddush. That Bamed Var Mamurim, when does that rule apply? Niskav L'Argazeh, Horgazeh, if the Chiyuv Mamun and the Chiyuv Misa are directed to the same individual. So because I'm Chai Misa to you, that's why I'm Potter from paying Mamun to you. But if you have a situation where because of something that I did, I'm Chai Misa to one person, and Chai Mamun to another person, Mamun L'Zeh, Nefoshes L'Zeh, that's not covered with Kom Levi D'Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yosef has. So he gives two cases. One case is Mamun and Nefoshes to the same person, and one case is Mamun L'Zeh, Nefoshes L'Zeh. Whenever it's Mamun L'Zeh, Nefoshes L'Zeh, it's not covered with Kom Levi D'Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos over here says, look what we wrote in Baba Kama. It's an important Tosfos. Baba Kama is based on a very long Tosfos. So they didn't want to repeat it. So the Tosfos in Baba Kama points out a problem. The Gemara has there a case, and based on the Gemara talks there about Eish. So what happens, let's say a person is an arsonist. He makes a fire in someone's house. He ties a person down so he won't be able to run away. And then he makes a fire. And he kills someone on purpose. He killed a person by making a fire. And he destroyed the whole house. So he made a chiyuv mamon, and he made a chiyuv misa. So the Gemara says, that's kom levi d'rabbi yehuda. The Mishnah in Baba Kama there has an example. Hasarv kedisha shel chaver b'shabbos. If I burn down your barn on Shabbos, so burning down is a malacha of havara, and burning down someone else's barn is a chiyuv mazik. Hasarv kedisha shel chaver b'shabbos. Is kom levi d'rabbi yehuda. The Yom Kippur is a machlok satanam. We paskin that koris Yom Kippur. There's no chiyuv misim. There's a chiyuv koris. So koris doesn't pater from tashlumim mamir. Rav Nachunya ben Akana was a tana. He held that hayosis Yom Kippurim kishabbos. He held just like you say kom levi d'rabbi yehuda. Aser kedushin shachaver b'shabbos is pater. Sota aser kedushin shachaver b'yom Kippur is also pater. We don't accept that opinion. But Yom Kippur there's malchus. One who does Malach and Yom Kippur is Malchus. So why don't you say, there's a Machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether Kom Levi D'Rabbi Yehuda only means Misa Patras from Mamun. What about Malchus? Does Malchus Patras from Mamun? Rav Meir's opinion is Adam Loik and Mishal. There's no Kom Levi D'Rabbi Yehuda in that area. You don't say that Malchus Patras from Mamun, and also there's no Din of Kom Levi D'Rabbi Yehuda. Misa should Patras from Malchus. Rav Meir holds the only Kom Levi D'Rabbi Yehuda is one form, that Misa Patas from Mamun and Osin Yir and Asata Nevishtach and Nevish. That's the only case. But we don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass like the majority opinion that there are three kinds that come with the Rav Meir. Misa Patas Mamun, that's an explicit Pasuk in the Parsha of the Mevilotis. Then Malchus Patas from Mamun and then Misa Patas from Mamun also. These are three kinds of come with the Rav Meir. So fine, a third condition, Shachavera B'Yam Kippur. Koris doesn't pater. We don't pass like Rav Nachunya ben Akana. But on Yom Kippur there's Malchus. So why shouldn't the Malchus pater from the Mamun? So the answer, the Gemara in Ksubis asks it. The Gemara gives the answer of the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish was the answer. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. That Tana de Bechiskia, that if you Machal Shabbos b'Shegeg, you're also pater. Lochi Laktav in Shegeg Lameza ben Anis Leirotz, and even Mizmanazed, no one's getting any Chiyav Misa for any Avera that he does. You still apply Kom Levi D'Rabbi Yehuda, because theoretically, in principle, there is a Chiyav Misa. So that's only by Misa. Misa patas from Mamun, even Beim Shegeg Beim Meza. But Malchus only patas from Mamun if his Rubo. If actually Bepoel Mamish, he's actually getting the Malchus, but he's not. They're not able to give him the Malchus, then you don't apply Kom Levi D'Rabbi Yehuda. That's how we pass on like Rabbi Yechon. The Tana de Bechiske, Loichilak, the Meshegig Lemezit, only applies to Misa, doesn't apply to Malchus. So the Gemara there has that case. Hasarif, on the Mishnah, Hasarif Kedisha Shal Chaver, so the Gemara quotes a Braise. If the house belongs to Reuven, and there's an Eved Kenani that belongs to Shimon. So I tied up the Eved Kenani, and I burned down the house. And I know that by making this fire, I'm going to kill the Eved Kenani who belongs to Shimon, and I'm going to burn down the house that belongs to Reuven. So the Gemara says, even though Bigdi Dachad ba'Avda Dachad, there's an Eved Kenani who belongs to one person, and there's a Gidi, the whole house, the animals, whatever, the whole barn, everything that belongs to a different person, even though it's Gidi Dachad ba'Avda Dachad. Chiyuv Misa is to one person, the Chiyuv Mamun is to a totally different person. They still say Kamla with Rabbeinu. So it does not contradict Rav Yosef. There the Gemara assumes that's the halacha. Even Gedi Dachad, Babda Dachad. You don't have to have mom and nefashis to the same person. How come all of a sudden over here you have to have mom and nefashis to the same person? So Tosis there has two pshatim, two totally kerechak mizruch mimayrav, Rabbi Natam and the Rivom. They have two opinions, what's going on. So part of what Tosis discusses is the following topic. What does the whole expression mean? What do you mean, I'm chayv misa to him? Misa is never to a person. Mamen I'm chayv, I pay Reuben, I pay Shimon, I pay Levi. What do you mean, misa? Misa is lashamayim. You never give misa to a person. What in the world are you talking about? Misa lazeh, the tashlum lazeh. Where do you have misa lazeh? So the Rivam develops a whole idea. He thinks that there are only two cases in the whole wide world that a misa lazeh. A guy's machal shabbos, avid avid azar, boal eshes ish. That's misa lashamayim. That's not misa lazeh. The only time it's called misa lazeh is by retzeach. If I murder someone, so the Rivam holds that's misa lazeh. Because there's an institution of goel adam, hu yamisas haretzeach. There's a Rashi later in Sanhedrin. Rashi writes that when do you have a din of goel adam? So Rashi says, oh, goel adam, that's if someone killed the shegeg accidentally, then the goel adam has a right to kill me. Whether it's a reshus or a mitzvah, we pass because it's a reshus, it's not a mitzvah. So that's why I have to go to the Ori Miklot. If I'm not in the Ori Miklot, he has a right or an obligation to kill me. If I'm in the Ori Miklot, he's not allowed to kill me. So Rashi writes, Goel Adam is only b'shege. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah picks up on the Rashi. He says, Rashi forgot of the Feirush HaPasuk. Goel Adam is relevant to one who kills b'shege, b'mezid also. Usually there's a din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabo b'rishayna. That whenever witnesses testified someone was Machal Shabbos, Abed Abed Azar, Baal Eishes Ish, whatever he did. So Yad Ha'edim Tiyad Ba Barishayna. So there are a few exceptions to the rule, but there's no din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyad Ba Barishayna. So one exception to the rule is Retzeach. The one who kills B'mezid, you don't say Yad Ha'edim Tiyad Ba Barishayna. The Goel Adam has a mitzvah, Lahamis and Saretzeach. So the Ramban writes on the Rashi, Apella, what did Rashi mix in over there? That Goel Adam is only if he killed the Shogeg. Of the Feirush HaPasuk, Goel Adam applies even if he killed the Mezid. There's a mitzvah of the Goel Adam. So what kind of a din is that Goel Adam? So the Pashtus and the Gemara says, indeed, Imamin is, there are two tzedarim. There's Reuben and Shimon. There's a Taveh and a Nitva. So you don't bend over backwards to acquit the person whom we're judging. That's not fair. Why should we bend over backwards in favor of Reuven? It's going to be a hefset to Shimon. Whatever is a schus for one, it's going to be a chayva for the other. Indeed, in the fashas, we say the hitzilahu, they bend over backwards because no one else stands to lose. Just the one who's going to lose his life. So the Gemara says, but in the case of Retzeach, the Goel Adam stands to lose. It's chayv said the Goel Adam. If you'll acquit the Retzeach, there's still a din of hitzilahu by Retzeach also. But the Gemara points out, Retzeach is unlike all the other Chayvim Mises, because if you'll acquit the Retzeach, he'll be off the hook. Then the Goel Adam will be losing out. Just like, let's say, if somebody owed my father money, and my father died a few years ago, so I have the right to collect the money. Ayarshin, so over here also, the Goel Adam has to go collect the life of the murderer. The murderer really owes his life to the Horug. It's Misa Lazeh. That's one exception to the rules. Misa Lazeh. Misa is usually al shamayim, but by murder, you really, the Horug deserves to collect the life of the Rotzeach, but he's not alive. He can't collect. So the Goel Adam goes to collect on his behalf like a Yoresh. And if we will acquit the Rotzeach, we'll pater him. So then the Gemara says, it will be Chayv said the Goel Adam. The Goel Adam will be losing out. But nonetheless, he still say that he's silhouetted. That's a Chiddush. That's a chiddush, that if you murder somebody, it's a misa lazeh. We said the other day, Rashi and the Ravid learn like that, and in Shulchan Aruch we don't pass like that. Because where does this issue come up? Here the Tosfos Tesam and Aleph quoted the Gemara Makkos on Davov. The Mishnah Makkos quoted this Mishnah is a Makkos on Davov. Hey, that there's a din of there's a din of nimtza echad menayim karva apostle ed is kulam b'teil. So the Gemara says, really? There's a din of karva apostle elamayata harug yatzil. Whenever someone murders someone else, so the victim was watching when he came to stab me, when he came to kill me. So I was watching and I saw the whole thing. So I'm posel eidus. Why am I posel eidus? Why is the harug posel eidus? So you should always say karva apostle. The Gemara says, maybe you're right. Maybe the only time you give the death penalty to the Ratzech, if he stabbed me from behind and I didn't see who did it. So I'm not an aid. The Gemara says, but Horig Yatzel, the murderer was watching, the murderer is the Chalbal Dabar, for sure he's Pasal Aedis. So the Gemara answers, B'mekai Medabar, Akasa Medabar. So what was the answer? So Taisus claims, that was the gigantic Taisus Tesamanal, Taisus quotes the Ri, B'mekai Medabar, Akasa Medabar means that the Havamina, we made a mistake in the Havamina. In the Havamina of the Gemara and Makas Dabar, we thought, incorrectly, that Karva Pasal even applies to an Eid Harayat. He's not even an Eid HaMeid at all. Just he saw the Maisa, and he's dead before the whole case comes to Bezim. But still, the Gemara thought Eid HaRayim should apply Karav Apostle. So the Gemara finally comes to the final answer: B'mekai Medaber Kas Medaber. Only if he comes, if he's an Eid HaMeid. If he's only Eid HaRayim, the whole din of Karav Apostle doesn't apply. That's how they reinterpreted. The Havamina of the Gemara, they thought even Eid HaRayim you apply Karav Apostle. The Maskana, they say no, only Eid HaMeid. Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi holds that the Havamina remains Lamaskana. Even Eid HaRaya, you also say Karav Apostle. So when the Gemara asked Horug Yatzil, the Gemara asks Horug Yatzil, the Horug is watching, the Horug is watching. So the Gemara finally answers, B'mekai Medaber Akas Medaber. What was that answer? So Rashi and the Ravid learn, Kai Medaber means, we said that Nesidus and Chash Mishpat has one line. He quotes from the Tumim. Tumim is Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz. He was a little after him. He quotes a lot from the Tumim. They both quote a lot from the Tumim. So the Tumim writes, he thinks that there are six cases, six people. We don't apply the din of Kar Apostle. We gave the Moshel a parrot. An animal will walk into Bezna. The animal knows how to talk and intelligent. It tells over the whole story about the Halva, about the Ritzicha. So you wouldn't say Karav Apostle just because he's Apostle Eid. He's not Jewish. He's not a person. You only apply Nimtzech Min Ha'edim Karav Apostle. It has to be an Eid Apostle. An animal is not an Eid at all. So even if you have a Cheresh HaTavikot and a human being, and a Jewish, Cheresh HaTavikot and Ebed Ishak, they don't have a Shem Eid at all. So you can't say Nimtzech Min Ha'edim Karav Apostle. It's only if the Apostle Eid, the Karav Apostle, was Nitzaref Yachad. But over here, if one of these six people doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So Rashi and the Rabbid learn that once the Gemara and the Havamina thought that the Horug Yatzil, the Horig Yatzil, he's an Eid Apostle. The Gemara came to Maskana, no, only B'mekai Medaber Kas Medaber, only outsiders are Eid Apostle. The Baldover himself doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So you can't, the Baldover is a seventh person. The Tumim gave a list of six people, Cheresh HaTavikot Ne'avid Isha Akum, And Rashi and the Ravid hold that there's a seventh person that doesn't have a Shem Eid. Baldover. We're going to get, that's how the Ravid learns the whole Gemara, Pagina Dibur. We'll get to it, not today, I don't think today, we'll get to it, Behemshah. That's the next piece of Gemara, and test some of the days. So where did the Ravid get it from? So the Ravid learned that was the Gemara's answer, the Mekai Medaber Kasim Medaber. So the Rashi and the Ravid learned that this answer, Mekai Medaber, answers both questions, Horug Yatzil and Horig Yatzil. The Horig is a Baldover, and the Ratzech is a Baldover. So the Ratzech is a Baldover. Of course he's the Baldover. We're discussing whether he's Chayv Misa or not. Why is the Horug a Baldover? So apparently Rashi and the Rabbi think that the Chayv Misa, like the Rivam, it's a Misa Lazeh. You owe the Chayv Misa to the Horug. It's a Chayv Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. It's not called Misa L'Shamayim. It's called Misa Lazeh. And I say that in Shulchan Aruch, even though Rashi and the Rabbi hold like this, that the chi of misa is lazeh, that's the loshon haGemara. Choyv se degoyel adam. If you'll acquit the ratzeach, usually indeed in the fashas, if you'll bend over backwards in favor of the nidon, it won't be unfair to the other party. There is no other party. Unlike mamanis, he can't bend over backwards to pata the guy because it'll be unfair to the other balbin shekin egdom. The Tavea wins and the Nitva loses. The Nitva wins and the Tavea loses. Zelu mazeh. So the Gemara says, by Chayv said the Goel Adam, if you acquit the Ritzeach, then the Goel Adam lost out. So the simple reading in the Gemara is like that. That it's the Chayv Misa lazeh. So in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that. Because the Ramah says, Krovi ha-Nirtzach, Sherem lohayed neged haratzeach. They want to testify, let's say, that this man is a murderer and he's pasul eidus. So who comes to testify? A cousin of the harug comes with another aid. A cousin of the harug, but he's the harug is the baldavar. The chiyav, he owes a chiyav misa to the harug. So the Ramah quotes a Mordechai, the harug is not, the harug is the chefze. Let's say, I was machalal Shabbos because I drove your car on Shabbos. So we're going to say, you can't testify against me. So you come to Bezim with another person, you testify, I drove your car on Shabbos, I'm machalal Shabbos, I deserve chiyav misa. That's Chacham Avadye writes that driving a car on Shabbos is a melacha deraisa, driving a car yontav is only an isa derabbanan, because moilid esh. Driving on Shabbos is a melacha of havar. That's what he thinks. Okay. So, let's say you'll come and you'll testify that I drove your car. I was Michal Shabbos. So, you're a baldover because I drove your car. No, the car is the chepta, the object with which I did the avera. I don't owe the misa to you. You're not a baldover over here. So, that's the debate. That's a big dispute over here. When a retzech is chay misa, is it called a misa lazeh? Or it's also misa lashemayim. Misa machmazeh. You can say it's misa machmazodamzeh because I killed him. But that's misa lazeh. So the Rivam holds, and Rashi and the Rabban hold that Ritzeach is a misa lozeh, the chiyuv misa is to the harug. And the Ramah paskens against this. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai, the krovi harug, k'sherem lohayed neged haritzeach, that the harug is not a baldova. The Ritzeach is the baldova. The harug is not a baldova. And then the Rivam holds that there's one more case in the whole wide world of misa lozeh. It's not misa lashemayim. That's edim zemimim. If you look in the, there's a volume they have in the base manager downstairs, the two volumes that are called Gilyoni HaShas. They took Rabbi Yosef Engel's Gemara and he wrote things on the margin of the Gemara. So they took all the things on the margin and they printed them up. Very fascinating. Marmikam has always had something cheerful to say, nothing boring. Always cheerful, always lebedik. Prelechs, a collection of believe it or not. He always has something very fascinating to say. So the first piece that he has on Makkos is, it says if the witnesses testify that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, and then you mazim them, so they have to pay $100 to Reuven. So the Sefer Yireim, Barab Lezimitz, a Talmud, a Rabbein Atam, so the Sefer Yireim asked the question, how did the Tanoim know that you paid $100 to Reuven? Maybe you pay it to the charity. They pay to the Bezin. The Bezin has the discretion to spend the money however they want. Where does it say in the Chumash that you pay the money to the person against whom you testified falsely? So he thinks that that's the Pshat and the Pasuk. The Tanoim assume like that. Where did they get this from? So he thinks he got it from the word Le'ochiv, Asis M'loi, Kasha Zomam Lasois, Le'ochiv, not Zomam Lasois Le'ochiv. Whatever you intend to do to the other guy, that's what you do to him. So who says he pays the money to the other guy? No. Vasisim loy le'achiv. Kashizom amlasas. The word le'achiv goes on vasisim loy. You make him pay to the one against whom he testified the amount of money that he wanted him to pay. So the Chumash says that the money is paid to him. And we assume vasisim loy goes on misa also, goes on malchus also. If the witnesses tried to give misa to Reuven, then they get the death penalty. That's also called Liochiv, Asis Maloy Liochiv. When Bezin takes my life, they're collecting my life on behalf of the Nidon, on behalf of the person against whom he testified falsely. That's what the Rivam holds. All the Chiyuvim Misa in the whole wide world, Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos and everything else, Chol Shabbos, Megadeth, everything is Misa Lashemayim. And there are only two cases in the whole wide world that are considered Misa Lazeh. That's Ratzeach, is Misa Lazeh. And the other one is Eidim Zemim. Except a Ratzeach would have been Misa Lazeh. Because Chayv said the Goyal Adam would have been Misa Lazeh. Except that the Gemara says, if I take the knife and I'm about to murder somebody, you can tell that I watched this video. They were showing videos of the Arab woman who tried to kill the Israeli policeman. So she put her hand in her pocketbook and she took out a knife. She's about to stab the guy. Luckily, they shot her before she had a chance to murder the Jewish policeman. So, when a woman is about to kill, when someone is about to murder someone else, after he murders him, so that's Misa Lazeh. when he's about to murder him, he has a din of eroidiv. Eroidiv is nitan latzila ben apshay. Anyone who is watching has the right and the obligation. The katzai says kapo. The katzai says kapo. The Rambam quotes in the beginning of Hilchos Reshef, there's a din of eroidiv achachaveir lahargai. So the katzai says kapo. You have to save the nirdaf, even at the expense of causing the eroidiv to lose his life. So because every rotzeach, the moment before, the few seconds before he does the ritzicha, is a rodef, and a rodef is nitin al tzila benapshe, kol odam has an obligation to save the nirdaf benapshe, matzila moshe benapshe, benapshe shel ha rodef. So therefore it's called misa lakol. It's not only misa lazeh, it's considered as if the misa is to everybody. So the Rivam learns, in principle, there are two misa lazeh. One is retzeach and one is edim zanimim. But every case of retzeach, the second before he does the retzich, he's a roidef, and the roidef, everybody has the right and the obligation to kill him. So it becomes a misa l'chol echad mi Yisrael. So that's not a good example of misa lazeh. So he left with only one misa lazeh, edim zanimim. So that's why the only place that Rav Yosef would apply this is in our Gemara by edim zanimim. What's the case in the Gemara? If the husband brings two witnesses to testify falsely that his wife was mezana, so they're trying to give the wife the death penalty and she should lose her ksuba, even if it turns out for some reason or another, we're not going to give her the death penalty because there was no hasra, whatever, she loses the ksuba. You only get ksuba if the divorce was a no-fault divorce, or it was the fault of the husband. What if you can ascertain? The principle is, whenever a man divorces his wife, so the wife is entitled to ksuba, unless he can ascertain that it was the fault of the wife that they can't live together. So let's say the eshish is mezana. The wife is mezana, so they're not allowed to live together. So it has to rule a bible, they have to get divorced. So it's her fault. So whenever it's her fault, then she loses the ksuba. So the witnesses, the husband brings two witnesses and testify that the wife was mezana after erisin. If she mezana before erisin, she's not chay misa. She doesn't lose the ksuba. But if she mezana during erisin, then she's a soita asur al baila. There's a hefsek ksuba, and then she's chay misa as well. So if you're mazim the eidim, so we should say vasisim loy kashizomam lasis leocha. We should give them the death penalty because they were attempting to give the death penalty to the woman, and they were trying to be mafsid her the ksuba. So we should make them pay whatever amount of ksuba she would have been losing. The Rashi gives a whole cheshbon amishna, toifas hanoah of ksuba. Okay, we should make him pay. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, that's kam lebi derabminah. Since the misa and the mammon are both to the isha, so you say kam lebi derabminah. But let's say, if you'll be mazim, the mezimim, means the husband brought the witnesses to testify that the wife was mezana. Then the father brings Edom or Mazim then. Then if he brings to Edom, the husband brings to Edom that the Ede Ha'av are lying. So the Ede Ha'av were trying to do two things. They were trying to give the death penalty to the first pair of Edom, as Edom Zanimim, and they were trying to make the husband pay Meyok Esef. So then the Gemara says, since it's Misa Lazeh, Tashlum Lazeh, so we give them the both punishments. You give the Eidei Ha'av, who are Mazim, the Eidei Ha'bal. Now we were Mazim then. There are three pairs of witnesses. The Baal brought Edom to say Yishto Zinsa. Then the father brings Edom, who are Mazim, Eidei Ha'bal. Now, two witnesses come in and they're Mazim, Eidei Ha'av. So the Eidei Ha'av were attempting to give the death penalty to the Eidei Ha'bal. So they get kasha zaman for that, and then they're attempting also to be mafsid the husband, meyo kesef, don't show some meyo kesef. So that's miso lezeh, but tashlom lezeh. So then you don't apply kamlei with the rabbinet. So the Rivam, Bala Tesis says, there's only one place in Kol HaTarkula, all of Shas, one place, that it's miso lezeh, but tashlom lezeh. The tashlom is you have to pay the meyo kesef to the husband, because the Eidei Ha'av were trying to be mafsid the husband, the meyo kesef. And the Eidei Ha'av also get the death penalty. That's a miso lezeh to the Eidei Ha'bal, the tashlum lezeh to the av, and there's no kam lebi derab minei. There's no other case of miso lezeh, the tashlum lezeh. The answer is no, because miso is always la shamayim. So you always say kam lebi derabim. There's only one more case of misa lezeh, namely retzeach, that in principle it should have been misa lezeh, because it's a chiyuv misa ben adam machavera. But the Rivam explains based on the Gemara later in the Reidev, the second before every murderer does the retzicha, he's a Reidev, and a Reidev is nitan latzil ben asher. Everyone is supposed to kill him. Anyone and everyone who happens to be there is supposed to kill him. So it's misa lakol. That's the Rivam sheet. That in principle, in other words, in principle, kamlei with the rabbin only applies if it's the misa and the mama, not to the same person. If it's to two different people, you'd never say kamlei with the rabbin. But there's only one case in the whole wide world where it's going to be misa lezeh, but tashlum lezeh.
Rashi and the Ravid on the Makami Davar, they say that the harug is a baldin or a baldavar.
No, I think it's a baldavar. I don't think baldin, usually in din and mamadis you say a baldin. He say, okay, maybe you can say a baldin in the sense that the chiyav misa to him, he collects. Din mamonis, he said, there are two baldinim, the tovel and the nitva. So that's Rashi and the Ravid have a chiddush, that whoever is chayv misa, whoever is chayv malkus, we call him the baldover. But you don't call him a baldin. You don't. And baldin is only a din mamonis. And here, Rashi and the Ravid hold that we treat, and the Rivam, we hold that, they hold that you treat the murderer, the murder case, as if it's a chiv misa bin al mahal, as if he were a baldova, if he were a baldin.
The Ramah, what does he consider the harug? That
he's the chefta, like I drove his car on Shabbos. He's the owner of the car. He's not a baldin, he's not a baldova, he's nothing. He's the owner. The one that I killed, he's the chefta with which I did the avera, for which I'm chayv misa, but not chayv misa to him.
So baldova in a case of punishment is equal to
baldin
and mamonas. Will they mean the same thing?
In din mamonas, there are two baldinim, the tevel and the nitva. In chiyav misa, chiyav malkas, we usually say who the baldover is the one whom we're discussing, the nidon. Is he chayav misa or malkas? Is he not chayav misa? There are not two tzedorim. And by ritzeach, that's Rashi and the Rabbi have a chiddush. We treat it as if it's a chiyav bin al machaver, as if they're baldinim. As if there's a tevel and a nitva, as if the harug is collecting the life of the rotzeach, and harug is dead, so the goel adam comes to collect on behalf. As if the goel adam is the yorish, and he comes to collect the life of the rotzeach.
Whoever is baldin or baldover, in the case their krovim can't testify.
Right, they krove him to the baldin and baldover can't testify. Yeah.
By the time the damage
has
done, so there's no longer a road. Once he hits him, it's like
stops
being rodeh, now he's the murderer. And that's when the damage is done. So why is that
kamleh? I mean, you only say kamleh v'drabim if the two are simultaneous. It has to be biyidna. If it's not biyidna, you don't apply kamleh v'drabim. This is so close to each other, it's 2 seconds before he kills him. That's also called biyidna. That's a tesis in Yivamah, sounds like that. If it's terch kedei dibur, it's also called biyidna. Even though logically it's clearly not so. The Reidev, status of Reidev was before he kills him, then the second he kills him is no longer a Reidev. But still, it's so close in time, so we say, come let me do that minute.
A Reidev is only if it's physical. What? If somebody is Aiden Zimmerman and somebody knows that they're false, you can't kill them. Can you kill them? Is it Reidev? They want to give visa to the woman.
Yeah.
But they're false.
I mean, I know that they're telling
a lie. 100%. Are they called?
I don't think so. I mean, the halacha says that you believe them. I know that they're telling a lie. But the halacha says that they have them honest. So I have no right to go against them. I should try to do whatever I can to save the life of the other person because I know that they're lying. Do I have a right to kill them?
They didn't
right
give that hagada yet.
Yeah.
We believe them once they gave it.
Yeah.
They didn't give anything yet. They're on their way to give it.
Yeah. So then after they're going to give the Haggadah, Bezdin's going to make a Gmar Din. If the Bezdin, once every 70 years, how often did it ever happen that anybody got a Gmar Din? Yeah. If they'll make a Gmar Din and Yad Reinin Tia Babarishan, they'll be about to kill him. So then is a Din of Reidiv. I know that they're Reidiv. Okay. They'll have a Shail on such a case. If Bezdin will make a Gmar Din, Shaloi Kedin, based on false statement, and I'm the only one who knows that it's false. So if I have in my power to kill them, that you shouldn't do Yad Reidim, maybe we'll have a din of Reidim. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, so this is Shitas HaRivam. This is Shita Saripam. So that's why the only place in Shas that this idea appears, Mama Lazan, Fashas Lazan. You don't apply Kam Levi the Rambam. The only one place in Shas that it appears is here. And the context that Adam Zaimimim, because all the other Chiyuve Miso, Amiso Lashamayim, the other exception to the rule Amiso Lazan is Ratzeach, but every Ratzeach immediately prior to the Ratzeach is a Raide. And it's also covered with Kam Levi. So it's Miso Lakom.
Is there any other psalatus of someone who's no gay of a davar but not a karo? Like, just he has some interest in the case, and that would possibly be an aid?
On the gay of a davar, and didi mamanis, on the gay of a davar is possible aid. Yeah.
But like a harag.
That's the question, why is anagay? There's a big machlekes between the shach and the ir shushan. The ir shushan. Some think that the ir shushan must have been a svardish achron. The ir shushan is delavush, our friend delavush. And his name is Ramat Chayafa. So the pasuk says, "Ramat Chayatz lefnei Amalech bevush tchelis v'chur v'terezol v'dol v'tachur putz v'agam v'yeshushan tzohal v'samechem." So the levush wrote svarim. Ramat Chayafa wrote svarim on Orachaim and on Ebenezer and Chayish Mishpat. He wrote on everything. The Chayafa safe on Chayish Mishpat is called levush yeshushan, and on Yerodeh it's called levush aterezol. The shach and the taz always called from the aterezol. And then the others are called the levush trelis, the levush agamen. Okay, it's all the levush. So there's machlekes between the ir shushan, the levush ir shushan, and the shach. Why is a nogeya postulated? Let's say that the Torah didn't mamenis, and it's in my best interest that Reuben should be chayv mamen. So I come and I testify Reuben's chayv mamen. So they don't accept my testimony because I'm an gay beidus. I'll gain money. If Reuben pays the money to Shimon, then I'll gain. Shimon owes me money and he's broke. So if Reuven will pay him $5,000, I have what to collect. So if I'm going to give a dove, you don't accept my yedis. So that's machlek, it's the levush. The levush says that the reason why a gay is posel is because of chashash meshaker. We're afraid he may tell a lie because it's in his best interest that Reuven should pay the $1,000 to Shimon for some reason or another. So chashash meshaker. Chashash meshaker was a machlek is hatanoim in the third perek. Where the Oy Vasine Apostle Aedis. Where was that Mishnah? Oy Vasine. That's the Mishnah Chav Zayin on the base. Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah says, Oy Vasine Apostle Aedis. What's an Oyev? A good friend of mine. That's called an Oyev. He says, Oyev Zeshushbino. Mamish is best friend. Sine, Kolshul Adibre Mishloshi Yamin Be'eva. He's so angry, he hasn't spoken to him in 3 days. Out of kas. So Rabbi Yudah is of the opinion, Oy v'son apostolatus. And the Chachamim don't accept that. Omer Eloi, they said to Rabbi Yudah, Nech should the Yisrael al-kach. Jews are not chashudim to give Eidu Sheker because of Ahavo and Sina. That's what we had the difficulty with. We had an Esek with the Tosfos. Tosfos on Tes on the base, Lertzon HaRoshahu. Tosfos were discussing, why does the Gemara say a Makkah Horog Yatzel? Why is the Horog apostolatus? Who says the Horgus Postalaitis? So Rashi and the Rabbit learned the Horgus Postalaitis because he's a Baldover. He's the Baldin. He's the Baldin. It's the Chiyav Miso Lozeh. It's just like in Dina Mamnes. It's a Tadeh and a Nitva. So the Horug is the Baldin. And Rama quotes the Mordecha, he doesn't accept that Pshat in Taisa. So why then is the Horug Postalaitis? Taisa gave another Pshat, he's a Sine. So the Marshal asked the Kasher, but we don't pass like that. We pass on Chav Zayin on the base that the sign is Kosher Leidus. Chav Zayin on the base, we pass on the Nefesh Yisrael HaKach. He said the Ktzais quotes from the Tshuvas Marshal, I think. The Marshal on the bottom of the Marshal asked the Kasher, Oyev HaSayin is Kosher Leidus. So the Ktzais quotes from the Tshuvas Marshal, if he's a sign of Gomer, he killed him. A sign of Gomer, even a Chachamim would agree that he's Kosher Leidus because of Chashash Meshachim. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. Then Tosfos had a third shot. Maybe the Horeg is postulated because he's a trefer. Means I shot him in the head. He's a trefer. Then I shoot him a second time. So when he's watching, when I complete the Ritzicha, he's already a trefer. And there's a Gemara later on that fine Ches that a trefer is postulated because Chiddush at the Ochel Azima. Lesnei b'zamin mezamin. A whole Gemara like that. Then Tosfos had a fourth shot. Why is the Horeg postulated? What if I killed a relative of mine? So he was a relative when he was watching. So why don't you say Korav Apostle? So the Gemara says, no, but he didn't come to Bezal. Only Eid HaMei. Eid HaRoi doesn't apply. But who says that if I killed a relative that I'm Chayv Misa? Maybe a Nachanam, maybe a Potter from Misa. So Tosis says, no, there's a pasuk in Chumash. Makar aviv v'ima mos yumas. Makar aviv v'ima, the father and the mother are watching when I'm beating them up. So you see from the Chumash, he's horeg, makar aviv, and the father's watching, and they still get the death penalty. How can it be? But by definition, makar aviv, the father is watching. The Gemara says, I hit the father from behind and he didn't see me. But then the Gemara finally answers, Navim kamedav akosim adav. Fine. So the Tosis had four pshatim. What does it mean? What does it mean? Horeg yatzal. Why is horeg yatzal? Either horeg is the baldover, or horeg is sine gomer, or horeg is possible because he's a treifa, or horeg is possible because in the case when he's a korev. Who says that if you kill a korev that you chay misa? Pasuk. A pasuk in Shmos, chapter chafal, makovim. That's the Tosis had four pshatim. What was the kasha? Horeg yatzal. Who says the horeg is possible later? So the getting back again to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Chav Zainam Abeis, Rav Yehuda holds that Oy v'soyne apasaleidus because Achashash Meshake and Achacham say no, lo nechshedi Yisrael al kach. So the Shach is of the opinion there's no such thing as Chashash Meshake. Rav Yehuda came up with the Chiddush. If we have the Bezdin has grounds to suspect that someone is lying, because it's in his best interest to tell a lie, so Chashash Meshake is apasaleidus. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And the Chachamim disagree. There is no such thing. So that's what the Shach says. There is no such thing. So how can the Labush say that in the Geir Be'edus as postulated because of Chashash Meshaker, we don't accept that Chashash Meshaker? So the Labush says, no, you don't accept Chashash Meshaker by Oye B'Sayne. But if it's in the Geir Be'edus, then it is a Chashash Meshaker. What does the Shach hold? According to the Shach, why is the Geir postulated? The famous Gemaris. And Cheskes Habatim, that Negeya, the Edusa, is postulated. It's not here in the Mishnayos. In the third parak, it doesn't appear, but it's in Baba Basa, and Cheskes Habatim Allah. So the Shach says, because a Negeya is considered as if he's a Baldin. Not only, let's say, we're discussing the Taveyas, Ruvain and Nitvashim, and not only Ruvain and Shimon and Baladinim, anyone to whom the whole deter is Negeya, he may stand to gain something by having Reuven be chayv to pay money to Shimon, so he's also called a baldin. That's a chiddush. That's a machlekes between the Levush, the Yeshushan, and the Shach. Why is a negeh beidus a pasal eidus? There's a shidchatan afkamina. What about negeh beidus? Not in the area of dinim amenus. See, the Shach has the right to say negeh beidus is a baldin, is a baldover, a baldin, and dinim amenus. Let's say a couple gets married and you have to have Eidus Lekim Adover. And one of the Eidim is Negev Be'edusa. Let's say he's the Shatchan. So it's in his best interest to be able to testify that the couple got married. So then he's going to be Taver Shatchan is guilt. He wants them to pay him. If the couple, if I read a Shidduch, I talk myself blue and they don't get married, so I don't get any Shatchan's money. So what if I come and I'll be the Eidi Kiddushan. I'll be one of the Eidi Kiddushan. I'll testify. I'll be one of the Eidi Kiddushin to testify that the couple got married. So there's a Tosfos in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, where Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that if the Eidi Kiddushin on the Geir Be'edusam, then it can't serve as Eidus L'Kim Adon. What are you going to say over there? He's a Baldover. The Baldover in the marriage is only the Chosan Kalam. How can you say that the eid? How can you say the shatchan is a baldover? You can't say like the shach over there. So the pashtus of that Yerushalmi is like the Yerushushan, like the Levush Yerushushan. That the negei beidusoi is postulated because of chashash meshaka. So we're afraid he's going to tell a lie. So it doesn't matter if you're afraid in dinim amenus, you're afraid in gitni kedushin. Chashash meshaka is postulated because according to the shach, it shouldn't be so. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. His father thought that was a difficult Yerushalmi. The Rishonim quote Yerushalmi, that I think maybe the Rashba quotes that Yerushalmi, that if one of the Eidi Kiddushin is a Negev B'Eiduso, so it's not even good that he should serve as Eidus L'Kiyam Adovah. Usually weddings, they're careful about that. They don't use the Shatchan as one of the Eidi Kiddushin. Because it says a Negev B'Eiduso. Because it's in his best interest to be able to testify that they did get married, so then they have to pay him the Shatchanis money.
There is no
Shatchanis
money.
What?
If it's not the
Minimus Minimus. No Shatchanis money, so he's not a Negev Be'edusa. Okay, but there is. If there is money, then they consider him Negev Be'edusa. And the Yerushalmi has that Einfal. That if one is Negev, in the Bavli, you only have Negev Be'edusa in cases of dini mamnas in cheskes abatim. You never have negay beidusai in edus by git mekedushin. That's a Yerushalmi, beginning of the second parak in kedushin. Then negay beidusai is pasal edus even by edusish. So Rav Soloveitchik's father pointed out that lechera that's against the shach. According to the shach, negay is pasal because of baldover. That should only apply in dini mamnas.
The Gemara on the very top of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, says yes. That Edim are not allowed to bring riots that the person they testified against is really potter from Misa, because Mechsi can ogea beiduso. But according to the Levush, you can't really say that that the Nogea is because there's a chashash v'shaker, because the Dayanim will just check whether his riot is incorrect or correct. It seems like that the Nogea Beiduso here is really because of a Baal Dover. And that's what Rashi seems to say as well.
That what? Edech li'ad b'nefesh lamos, lamos u'denu ab'l'schus ha'inu. That the Edim, we allow the Edim to be melamed z'chus. They can't be melamed chayim rabbanon. Amar shalom shem the Mexican Nogea Beiduso. So it makes them a Baal Dover. How can it be?
So Rashi says that they'll want to be a Baal Dover because they're afraid they'll become Edim Zomamin, so they want to be Mezake, the person whom they testified against.
Okay. But maybe they want it back out. Maybe they're afraid they're going to be a Vitoik Shema Yigam Adin L'chayva V'yaviz Edim L'hazimam Omeda L'matzi Adi can't back out. So maybe this is their way of Kim Shigim Shem Rema. So maybe this is their way of backing out by trying to be Malam Etzchus. Yeah. So this said, so that's not Negei apostle. He already gave the Haggadah Seder. Now he's trying to back out. So we don't allow it because he's a Negei as apostle Lodun. That's why. A Negei as apostle Lodun. Shum the Mexican Negei Beidus. It looked like he's trying to back out from the Eidus. So you don't accept him as a Dayan. You don't listen to what he has to say because he's a Negei as a Dayan. You don't accept him. No, it's not that you don't accept the Eidus. The Eidus we accepted already. We started the whole case of Din and Nefashis. I think so. I have to learn the Gemara again. I think that's what it says in the Gemara.
Everybody agrees that the Gol Adam is like coming to collect the Misa, right?
That's the Loshon HaGemara. Choyv said the Gol Adam. If we'll acquit the Retzeach, then the Baal Din Shekeneg, the Gol Adam, he's losing out. So it sounds like Choyv said the Gol Adam. He comes to collect the life of the Horeg on behalf of the Morish. The Yarshin's the right to collect it from the dead man from the Horeg.
Or would you
talk to
them to testify?
Who the Goel Adam? You ought to. Based on that Losh and the Gemara, you ought to. But the Ramah says that Ksherim Lohai.
So it's not a steer.
It is a steer. That Gemara sounds like Rashi and the Ravid. And the Ramah paskins like the Mordechai against that Gemara. So what does he do with the Gemara? Chav said the Goel Adam. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. It's a good question. Why should it only be if he's collecting the death penalty on behalf of the Horeg? Why shouldn't that be a choivim?
Can we say
that the Beis Din is going to collect. The Beis Din is going to try to take the guy's life. He doesn't have to necessarily get it. It's a rishus that he should stick his 2 cents in. But it's a chayv, but Beis Din will take care of the death penalty. I remember a guy once came to me about 5 years ago. He says, you know, his father lives in Bolivia or something. He knows who killed his father. Someone murdered his father, Agoy. So he says, he wants to know, is there a mitzvah that he should go to Bolivia and kill? He's the Goel Adam. Should he go to Bolivia and kill the man who killed his father? So I said, there are no police over there? Can't get into trouble? No, he says, everything is after in Bolivia. I told him I wouldn't try. Ay, ay, ay. Anarchy. Yes?
I'm getting a little confused between Baal Din and Baal Dover. Like, since he's in both, are they interchangeable? Or?
Baal Dover, when we discuss whether someone is Chai Misa, Malkus Mammon, he is the Baal Dover. So the Baal Dover is Pasul Eidus, and anyone who's a Korv to the Baal Dover is also Pasul Eidus. So in Dini Mammon is Yavet Tovei and a Nitva. So they're both Baal Dvarim. They're Baal Din. We say, Hadoz Baal Din Kaneidim Dami. He's a Baal Din. And Dini Mammon is the term Baal Din applies because there's a concept of Hadoz Baal Din Kaneidim Dami. Let's say a man comes and he admits that he's chayv misa. So we're not going to give him the death penalty based on his hoidor. There is no concept. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin, you don't give a person misa or malchus based on his own hoidor. So he gives a few reasons, the Rambam writes. He says one reason, maybe the guy is a crazy madman who wants to commit suicide. So he can't accept what he said. And then he says, on the side of the Rambam, the Radvaz quotes the Pasuk and Navi, Anashamas Lihain, the souls belong to God, it doesn't belong to the person. When I own money, I can make Haidos Baldin, that the money is yours. Haidos Baldin, I'm a Baldin to make Haidos. My life doesn't belong to me, that I should have the right to make Haidos Baldin, they should take my life and they should give me Malchus. The body belongs to the Baruch Shalom and the soul belongs to the Baruch Shalom. So you're not the Bailam on your life. That's why you can't make a Haidos Baldin. Then the Rambam says that he's a Kodim Karev Eitzel Atzma. He's a Karev. Then he writes, Kolol Shal Dovetz Egzeris HaKosim. So the Mefarshim have difficulty with the Rambam. Why did he need three different reasons? Why does he give all the different reasons why a person can't admit that he's Chayiv Misa, why you don't give him the death penalty? So some want to say, I think the Menachas Chinuch, some want to say, Chapta Nafkamina for a non-Jew. Because in a non-Jewish court, there is no din that Kroivim Apostle Eidus. But if the guy is a crazy lunatic and he wants to commit suicide, then the Bezdin Shal Goyim won't. If they see he's not normal, they're not going to listen to him to give him the death penalty. Maybe that's what the Rama means. By Jewish people, you have Xeris HaKosav, HaKorvis, Posoleidus, HaBaldin, Posoleidus, HaBaldovis, Posoleidus. So he can't admit on himself that he's Chayv Misa. But by Goyim, one might have mistakenly thought that if the person admits that he is Chayv Misa, so Kroivim are good over there, so he should be Nema. So the Rambam says, no, a new concern. Maybe he's one of those lunatics, wants to commit suicide. That's what some Achrayim want to say on the Rambam. The Rambam gave all the three explanations to cover even by a Bezin Shal Goyim. Even a non-Jew can't be believed to give himself an Einish Misa. They ask on that there's a Beferish of Yerushalmi that says, not so. If a goy admits that he's chayv misa, so you do give him the death penalty based on his own haidos baldin. Because by goyim, the Gemara says, ben noyach has nerg beid echad v'dayin echad. You don't need 23 dayanim, and you don't need two witnesses. Eid echad is good. So even if the person admits on his own that I'm chayv misa, I worship David Azar, whatever he admits, he's chayv misa fikzela, whatever he admits that he did, so he's chayv misa. So the Yerushalmi says, you do give him the death penalty. How can you say that that's pshat and ram, you don't give? So just again, there are really two different concepts. One is Baldin, one is Baldova. So Baldin is a terminology that really only applies in dini mamnitz, which Shaykh, it's my money, so I have a right to say, Haidos Baldin kimeinim dami, I admit. Baldovar, if you have a din Torah between a Teveh and a Nitva, Reuven and a Shimon, so they're both Bali Dvarim also. Baldovar means we're discussing, are they Chayiv Mamin? Is he entitled to collect Mamin? The two Bali Dinim are certainly Bali Dvarim also. But Baldover is a more inclusive term that even applies outside of the area of Dini Maminus. Even a discussion whether the guy's Chai Misa, we're discussing whether we should give him Misa. So he's the Baldover. Can't say he's the Baldin. The Baldin is only a term that fits in Dini Maminus. And Hanasham is Lihen. He doesn't own his body, he doesn't own his soul, his life, that he should have the right to be mighty. He's not a Baldin. The Din over here is, what about Retzeach? When I murder someone, maybe it's called Misa Lazen. Maybe the Goyal Adam is collecting the death penalty on behalf of the Haruk. That's what it says in the Gemara. When we acquit the Retzeach, it's Chavsa the Goyal Adam, just like in Maminus. If we acquit the Nitva, the Tevea says the Nitva owes him money. So if we acquit him, then the Tevea is losing out. And the Imam is always Zekeneged Zeh. So you can't bend over backwards to favor one party, because that's going to be unfair to the other party. So the Gemara says, we bend over backwards to acquit the Retzeach. We do say the Hitzilu Eidah. The original person of Hitzilu Eidah goes in a case of Retzeach, the end of Chumash Bamidbar. Shoftu Eidah, Hitzilu Eidah, Ben Amaka, Ben Goel Adam. It's talking about the murderer. We do say the Hitzilu Eidah, despite the fact that it is a Chayv Seh the Goel Adam. But this group of Rishonim, the Rivam, the Baal HaTeis says the Rivam, and the Rashi and the Raivid, the way they read the Gemara Makkos, Mekayim Adaber Kos Medaber, the way they read the Gemara, they hold that the Horuk is a Baldin, he's a Baldover. It's if the Chi of Mammon has been Adam Lachavera. That's what the Rivam claims, that only two cases in the whole Kola Terakula, that a Misa Lazeh is Retzeach and Edim Zemimim. And the Retzeach is irrelevant, Halacha L'maisa, because the moment before he did the Retzichi, he was a Reidif, and the Reidif makes it that it's a Chi of Misa Lakol. It's never going to be Misa Lezeh, only Betashlama Lezeh. So the only one case for Molech Yuvei Misa, that's Misa Lezeh, that is what to discuss, it comes out. There's only Eidim Zanimim. Eidim Zanimim is a Misa Lezeh. It's considered as if the death penalty is collected by the individual against whom we testified. We were trying to give him the death penalty. See, he's collecting the Einish Misa. The Mishnah has a machloikis between the Tzdukim and the Chachamim. The Tzdukim said that you only give Kashizamam if Horgu, only if the witnesses testified that Ploni is Chai Misa and he gave him the death penalty, because the Chumash says Nefesh Benefesh. Nefesh Benefesh means that he's dead. Nefesh Benefesh, if he's dead. And our tradition has it, the Chachamim said it's absolutely just the opposite. Horgu ain't Erogim. If they already gave the death penalty, then they don't get Kasher Zama. Kasher Zama like Kasher Asa, only if Lai Hargu. Why? So the Mishnah Darshan, the Mishnah doesn't, Rashi and Chumash says, because Kasher Zama like Kasher Asa. But the Gemara never says that. The Mishnah Makkah says, Kasher Zama Nasas La'ochiv, the word Ochiv has the connotation, Adayin Ochiv Kayim. If he's really my brother, the Chumash says, if my brother dies and he left no descendants, I have to do Yibam Machalitz. So then, Hakim Shem Liochiv. He called him Ochiv even though the brother died, because he was my brother. But if he's not my brother, he's just a co-religionist, he's another Jew, brother, good brother, holy brother, like what's his name? Shlomo Karbach. He always said, holy brother. I remember once I was on a plane coming back from Eretz Yisrael, so he came over to me, holy brother, Shlomo Karbach, he never saw me before. I never had any shaykhs with him. That's the way he hugged everybody, holy brother. Okay. So that's a brother in the sense, Ochid B'mitzvah, a co-religionist. So that's only when the guy's alive. When the guy's dead, he's not the Bizmach Ochid Kayim. If he's dead, so he's not Ochid anymore. If it's a real blood relative, a brother, even after he's dead, the Chumash also says, Man Hakim Shem Liochid. He called him Ochid. But Kazdam Lasis Liochid, it can't be that the witnesses were testifying against their brother. You don't accept Adam who are brothers to the Nidon. There must be Kazam lasis lochiv to his co-religionist. So then the Mishnah says only bizman shochiv kayim. So that's a din and achrein. What kind of a din is that? What if the witnesses testified that he deserves the death penalty? And we never gave him the death penalty. He got a heart attack and he dropped dead on his own. Do you say over there, he's dead? So he can't. The whole chiyuv of kashizamam is bein olam lachaveiro only if he's alive. Bayer at Seach, there's an institution of Goel Adam, Chayv Sidi Goel Adam. The Goel Adam comes to collect the death penalty on behalf of the Horeb. But by Yedim Zavim, there is no such institution. So only if the person who gets to whom he testified is still alive. Once he died, so there's no one there to collect. So there's no Chiv, there's no Kashi Zomim, there's Bansha Ein Ochiv Kayom, because there's no one there to collect. Or do you say, no? There's Bansha Ochiv Kayom means Hargo Ein Erogim, Kashi Zomim like Kashi Asa. If the Bezin gave him the death penalty, then you don't give a kashizam. But if the guy got a heart attack and he died on his own, it wouldn't apply. So that's a discussion. The Raga Chava has that the discussion. So some want to say that that's the reason why you say Bizmach Achiv Kayam, like the Rivam says, because that's the one and only case in Kol HaTarkuva that the Chi of Misa is Lazer. Misa Lazer is Eidim Zanimim. So if the guy's dead, so there's no one to pay the Misa to. Let's say I owe money to a ger. And then the ger dies, ger shemeis vein lo yorshim. He died and never had a chance to get married, to have any children. There's no one to pay. There's nobody to pay the money to. So I owe the money to the ger. The ger dies, so I'm putt. There's nobody to pay. Well, I'm mechiv to put an amount of money and leave it in the street, made hefka. There's no one to pay the money to. See, here also, if I testified falsely that this guy deserved the death penalty, and then he dies, so bizmach ochiv kayam. If he's dead, there's no one there to collect. That's what some hold. Even if he dies a natural death. And others say, no, it's only bizmach ochiv kayam means like Rashi and Chumi said. Hargo ein erogim because kashizam like kashir asa. Only if bezin did, the kiyam einish misa bezin. Not if he died on his own. That's a diyun. What exactly is the nature of the din? Nohamo. So again, let's review again. Rabbi Yosef has two memories on testament based. The first member is about Kam Levi Derabmanei. Kam Levi Derabmanei is a din, deraisa, that's derived from a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim in the context of the Mevlodis. Im lo yiyasa nonish yanish. If the woman doesn't die, then the makeh, the one who caused v'yotzei yolad death, then he pays the mabel artist. But a masan year, when asata nebesach is nefesh, then this komle b'derabminei, he doesn't have to pay. So that's a shaila. Does komle b'derabminei only apply if it's misa or mamet to the same person? If misa lezeh v'tashlom lezeh. So this gemara here contradicts all the other gemaras and shas. Contradicts the gemara in Baba Kama Chavbeis. Contradicts the gemara later in the Masechta Vayreidev. Says all over, not like our gemara. So the Rivam explains what the Teretz is. He says, "And kol haTeretz kula is misa l'shamayim." So it's not an issue of misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh. The only two cases of misa that are misa lezeh are Eidim Zayimim and Retzeach. And Retzeach he can cross out also, because the second before he does the Retzeach, he's a Reidev, and the Reidev is Nitl Natzilo v'nafsha b'chol adam. The Katzai says Kappa. Everyone is supposed to step forward. So it's always misa l'chol adam. So the only place in the Ganze Torah that you're going to have Misa L'zeh, Tashlom L'zeh, is only by Eidim Zavim. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yosef's Chiddush. And if you have Misa L'zeh, Tashlom L'zeh, that's not covered with Kam Levi D'Ramini. That's Shita Sarivam.
Just because he's high Misa, that's at that point. But that changes as soon as he kills him. So that's finished. Right if it's in the past. So now there is a Misa to the...
The Mishnah still says if someone is right of achachaver lahargoy, a right if is trying to kill someone v'shibe kalim, and as the murderer is chasing after me to try to murder me, to try to kill me, he smashes things and makes hazekim. So the Gemara says that's covered with kam lebidurab minay. Even though you only have the right to kill him when he's in the process, he's running after me. And that after the whole redeef is over, you have no right to kill him. But still, since at the time that he was chasing after me, he was doing redeef, and it was nitan latzila benafsha, that's also come later with the Ramine. The Mechilta has an additional pasuk for that. The Chilta says it can't be included in the regular pasuk of come later with the Ramine. The normal case of Kamla Rama, he did a Ritzicha. He mustn't yeah. He killed a woman. What if he's attempting? He's chasing after someone to kill him, and then he collapses and he never gets to do the Misa. So he still say Kamla Rama. So where is the Pasuk for that? The Pasuk only says, he mustn't yeah, Minasatan Nevistach Nevish. If I kill the person, so then there's Chia Misa. But if it's a right, if it's Nitan Latzilib and Abshah, you have the right and obligation to stop him. Even at the expense of killing him, that's not the same. How did the Tanaim know that even the case of Roidev, where he didn't ultimately end up killing him, how do they know that that case is also Kam Lebi D'Ramine? So the Mechilta has an additional pasuk for that. It says, if one is Bob Machteres, Ima Machteres Imotzi Haganu V'Meis, it says, Ein Lo Domin. Why? Because a Bob Machteres is considered a Reidev. Unless it's the father breaking in on his son's home, and we know for sure the father is not going to kill his own son. The father loves his son. But if the son breaking in on the son will kill the father. So you have to be concerned. The parents love the children much more than the children love the parents. So that's what the Halacha says. Later in Sanhedrin, the first daf in Pesachim, the Gemara quotes the din. That if the father is Bob Machteres on the son, so the father is not called a Reidev. The father would never kill the son in order to steal his money. But unless you know for sure that he would. But if you don't know one way or the other, you assume Ha'aval HaBein is not going to kill the son. He's not called a Reidev. He's trying to steal money from the son. He's breaking in. So the Chumash says, in a normal case, when the Bob Machteres wants to steal, we all know the owner is going to see that someone's trying to break in and steal his property, he has the right to resist. He has the right to put up a fight. If he's going to put up a fight, then the Bob Machteres is going to prepare to kill him. He's coming with a weapon, he's prepared to kill him. Unless it's all Bala Ben, then you assume he's certainly not prepared to kill him. So the Pasuk says, Ein Loi Domim. What does it mean, Ein Loi Domim? If you kill the Bob Machteres, you're not Chayv Misa. Ein Loi Domim. The one who kills him is Ein Loi Domim. Pasha Pshat, the quote from the Vilna Gaon, Deris Aliyah, what does it mean, Ein Loi Domim? We treat the Bob Machteres as if he has no blood running, circulating in a circulatory system. It's the blood circulation that keeps people alive. That's what it says in Chumash. Ki Adam la nefesh. It says in Chumash like that. In the world medicine, they didn't realize this till a few centuries ago, but that says in the Chumash that there's such a thing as a blood circulation. And the blood circulation keeps animals alive and keeps people alive. So the Pasuk says, Habab Machter, someone kills him, Ein La Dam, and we treat the Reidev as if he doesn't have blood circulating in his system. He's a Gabrik Tila, and you're not Chayv Misa if you kill him. So that's one level of interpretation, Ein La Dam. Then the Mechilta has another level of interpretation, that damim is an expression in Hebrew, that damim tarti mashma. Damim sometimes means the blood that circulates in your system, and sometimes it means money. Damim means cash, means value. So ein lo damim means that Boba Machteris, who smashed Kalim when he's doing Redifa, doesn't have to pay for smashing the Kalim. Ein lo damim doesn't have to pay cash. This is another brand of Kam Levi Derab Minei. The real original Kamlei with the Rabbinei is in Masan Yeh, when the Satan Nebuchadnezzar Nebuchadnezzar, he killed a woman, he killed somebody. He killed the Niskavan Laragazev, Haragazev. So even if you say Lemaisa, he doesn't get the death penalty, so that's Tana de Bechizke still. He's Pata from paying the Mammon, that's the Pasuk. In Masan Yeh, when the Satan Nebuchadnezzar Nebuchadnezzar, you don't pay the Mevel orders. But here I need an additional Pasuk, even if he didn't do an Aver, he just did, he was doing attempted murder. He attempted to murder someone. That's a Reidev. He was Reidev HaChaver LaHarga, and then you stopped him in the middle. He never finished the Redifa. He smashed a lot of Kalim. He made a lot of Hazekin in the process as he was attempting to kill someone. And Elamaisa, at the end of the day, he never killed anybody. So I needed an added Pasuk. The Michilta has an added Rasha that even in that case, he still said, come, Levi Dravin. I say, you're right. Mitzad Asvar, I wouldn't have extended on my own to come, Levi Dravin, you should go there. But the Mishnah knows that it's also Boba Machteris is on Dafayim base, I think. Mishnah knows that Boba Machteris also come to the Rabbi because the Mechilta had an additional Pasuk. Where's the Mishnah here? Haboba Machteris, the Shibres HaChavis. Emein Lodom in Pata. If people have a right to kill him, then it's come to the Rabbi. So how do they know? So the Mechilta says that has an additional Pasuk. Ein Lodom in. Dom in Tarti Mashna. Anybody know Damim Tarti Mashma? Where does that expression appear? Damim Tarti Mashma. It's a Megillah, the first paragraph. But in Megillah means a different thing. Megillah means two kinds of blood. We use the expression, we don't use it the way the Gemara. We say Damim Tarti Mashma. Damim means your life and Damim means your money. That's what we say. When we say Damim Tarti Mashma, the common usage, that's what we mean. That's not what it means in the Gemara Megillah Yudala. Gemara Megillah Yudala says Damim Tarti Mashma. By Abigail, says something about Damim there. So the Gemara says two Damim, Dam Nida, and Dam of the person's life. It doesn't go on money. It doesn't go, but that's in common usage. In Yiddish folklore, you say like that, Damim Tarti Mashma. It goes on one's life and on one's money. So let's get back again. Nochamo. So the Rivam is of the opinion, Rav Yosef's din, in principle, this should always be the din. The Kom Levi Derab Minei cannot apply if it's Misa Lazeh v'Tashlum Lazeh, but usually Misa is L'Hashamayim. There is no Misa Lazeh. The only two cases that are Misa Lazeh, Edim Zayimim, okay, that's what he says. The other case, it should have been, Misa Lazeh should have been by Retzeach. The Rivam thinks like that Rashi and the Ravid, that when you do a Retzicha, you owe the debt, you owe the chiyuv misa to the horeb. Like the Gemara's lashon chayv shadigal adam. It's the Gemara later, in the fourth parak, I think. Not that it's in the fourth parak. Yeah. You both came, it's in the fourth parak. So every case of ritzach should have been misa lezeh, but it's not because immediately prior to the ritzicha he does the redifa. The redifa is nitan latzila ben avshe by everybody, so it's misa lakol. That's the rivom shita. Rabbi Natan doesn't like the whole story. And he thinks that the whole thing doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Misa Lazeh? There's never Misa Lazeh. Misa is always Lashamayim. Misa is always Lashamayim. But Rabbi Yosef was bothered with a different question. We have a klal that we saw on Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph. That if you have an Eidah She'i Atiyochel HaZimam, so you don't accept such a Haggadah Seder. Eidah She'i Atiyochel HaZimam is not accepted. We had a line in the Rambam in Hilchus Retzeach, where the Perek Beis, I think, in Hilchus Retzeach, where the Rambam added on two words, Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azim is not acceptable b'dinin nefashos. But in dinin maminis, the implication is that it is good. So the Shachan Chashimish would say, of course the Rambam is right on the level of the Rabbanim. On the level of the Raisin, maminis is the same as nefashos. Perek Echad Dinin Maminis starts, Echad Dinin Maminis, Echad Dinin Nefashos, B'drish V'Chakira. You need Drish V'Chakira by both min HaTorah. And if they're going to say any of that by Drish V'Chakira is not accepted because Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azimah. But once mid the Rabbanon, they did away with the need for Drish V'Chakira B'din Imam and it's Kedesh Lotin and Dalas B'Pnei Lovin. So if you don't have to say this man and the Makim, so it's always going to be Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azimah. So included in the Kula, included in the leniency mid the Rabbanon, that you don't have to give Drish V'Chakira B'din Imam and it's Behechreach is that Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azimah is acceptable. So the Shachan Terpin, the Shachan Simon Lama Gimel, the Simon of that Kara Apostle, so he says that when the Rambam says that Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azimah is only in the Poshet, not in Maminis, on the level of their Isa, they're both the same as only with the Rabban. So the Nadi Behuda, that long, long tshuva, the Nadi Behuda, and Simon Ayin Beis, Chelek Ebenet, Simon Ayin, Chelek Aleph, at the end of the tshuva, he has two tshuvas there. At the end of the tshuva, beginning of the next tshuva, he writes that he sent this tshuva to the Becha David. I was wondering how the Rabbi Soloveitchik knows. The next tshuva, it says, that this long tshuva, this story happened in his backyard, in Poland. But the government said, anyone who's going to say the woman is Mizaneh, they're going to put him in jail. They're going to punish him. They're going to beat him up. So he made the Nadi Behuda make believe as if the Shaila happened in Constantinople, and he sent the tshuva to the Becha David. So he writes this in the beginning of the second tshuva, that he sent the letters to the Becha David, who was the rabbi in Constantinople. He disagreed with some of the things that he said, and then the Nadi Behuda defends what he wrote. He still insists that he's right. Yeah. What did he say? The Becha David wrote the Sefer Divrei Emes, a Svardish collection of tshuvas. Rav Soloveitchik told a story about that too. Because the Nadi Behuda at the beginning of the next tshuva, Simen Ayin Gimel, or Simen Ayin Dalet, I forgot already, the Nadi Behuda leaves all the introductions to the tshuvas there. The Charab HaGoyen, Moifes Hador, the great Godel Hador, he praises him very much, the author of the Sefer, Divrei Emes. So Rav Soloveitchik told over a story that once Rabbi Zalcharev was the rabbi in Slonim. Slonim was a city in Europe. So he was the rabbi. He was very sharp. That's why they called him Rabbi Zalcharev. So he, whenever the rabbonim used to get together to discuss political issues that they had a vote on, so they would always start with Divrei Torah. So once Rabbi Zalcharev started, and he said, when it comes to the Olam Emes, Lachamei Es Mishana, he's going to bring a Din Torah against the Nadi Behuda for 5 rubles. Why? He was mafsid him 5 rubles. Because he read in the Chuvas Nadi Behuda this flowery, praiseworthy, praising introduction to the Becha David, the author of the Sefer, the Gevaldige Sefer, Divrei Emes. So he bought the Sefer, because Nadi Behuda praises it so much. He says, a piece of junk, it's not worth 5 rubles, and he's going to sue him for the 5. Medina de Garmi, it's because of him that I spent 5 rubles to buy the Sefer, and it's worthless. Because the Svardish Tshuvas, the old-style Svardish Tshuvas, they just collect like encyclopedic articles. They just collect all the Marmakam. So he said, I know all the Marmakam. It doesn't say anything that I didn't know before. So he said this at a meeting of the Dvar Rabbanim of Poland. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was there. Rav Chaim asked him, what do you say? Do you say Erechad Em Bisurim by women? Does it apply to women? So I said, of course it applies to women. When I come home, my wife gives me supper. She's believed. So Rav Chaim said the Sefer is worth 5 rubles for that simon alone. He has an essay where he quotes a lot of Rishonim say, it's surprising that the Rabbi Zalcharev didn't know that. A lot of Rishonim say that Erech Anem Yisurim doesn't apply to women. If you know your wife or you know your sister or your mother that she's a very religious girl, then Chazok al Chavad, Shenim Oitzi Mitachas Yarodov, Shenim Mesukan, it's a Rubid Alesa, come on, that your mother is religious, and your wife is religious, and your sister, your daughter, so they wouldn't give you non-kosher food, because you know them. But if you just come to a community, you don't know who the person is, and a woman comes and she tells you something is kosher, you can't say chazak al chaver, you don't know if she's observant, then erech anam yisum would only apply to men, not to women. So that's Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said, that the Becha David Sefer, the Divrei Emes, is worth the 5 rubles, just for that simon alone. So when I said over the tshuva of the Nadi Yehuda, last time I was wondering where did Ram Salvech get that it was sent to the Becha Dover. I didn't realize. Until you get to the long, it's a long tshuva, 20 pages long in Ayin Beis. Then at the end, he has the introduction to the next tshuva, Ayin Gimel or Ayin Dalet. He writes that he sent all of this to the Becha Dover. That was his name, the Becha Dover. He was the rabbi in Constantinople. But the Shaila didn't originate. The Shaila originated in Poland. But he couldn't say anything about that. So he made believe as if the Shaila came from far away. So the Nadi Bihuda quotes this Shach. The Shach says, "Eidish Yat Yochel Azim is good in Mominus, that's only Midirabbanan." After they canceled the need for Drisha Vachakir. So if the Eidim don't have to say Zmanam Mokam, so by definition, it's always going to be Eidish Yat Yochel Azim. So Bechreach, Chachamim, when they made the Takana that you don't have to say Zmanam Mokam, included in Takana was that Eidish Yat Yochel Azim is good in Mominus. That's what the Shach says. And the Nadi Bihuda thinks, no, the Rama meant on the level of their eyes and not Midirabbanan. He says the whole need for Eidush Yadiochel Azima is only in Nefashis, not in Mominus. So we explain it's like Iyum. You have to have more Iyum. You have to frighten the Eidim that you shouldn't give Eidush Sheker. You need more Iyum by Eidim Nefashis than you need by Mominus. Mominus also you have to tell him. You better not be telling a lie because you're going to cause the Rabban Shalom to make good the guy. If the Bezin's going to pass him incorrectly, take away the Mominus, and Men HaShemayim, they're going to have to see to it that he gets back the money. Okay, Kam Mishpat Lelekimbu. We had the Gemara before. And Rav Zion had like that. But in the first year, you have to have more Iyum. So part of the Iyum is that we tell him, Yadu Eidim Tiyu Barbar Rishana. You're going to have to kill a guy. And then also, it has to be Yedesh Yat Yochel Azim. And we have to be able to tell him, and by the way, if we'll be Mazim you, and it turns out that you were telling a lie, then we're going to give you the death penalty. So that's only needed by Eidim Nefoshes. Yeah. So again, so the Rabbi Natam disagrees with the Rivam. But Tom says there is no such thing as Misa Lazer. Doesn't make sense. Even the two cases of the Rivam, he says by Eidus Nefashis and by Ritzeach and by Eidim Zemimim, it's Misa Lazer. So Rabbi Tom thinks all Misa is Misa Lashmai. That's what the Ramah paskins. Karabi Haharik, Shem Laharin, Neged Haritzeach, that it's not a Chiyav bin Al Machaber. There's no such thing as a Chiyav Misa bin Al Machaber. Adi Gemara says, Chayse de Goyal Adam. An expression. I don't know. He doesn't go into the details. So he disagrees with the whole thing. So he says, but this Gemara is a special din. The Ran quotes this Rabbi Natam a little more than what Taisa says in Baba Kama. This Baba Kama doesn't give the whole story. So the Ran and Adav has barichas, the two shitas, the Rabbi Natam and the Rivam. So he says, Rabbi Natam learns Pshat and Adi Gemara. That you always need Eidus Yat Yochel Hazima. He assumes not like the Nadi Yehuda Rambam. He says by Mominus and by Nefoshes you always have to have Eidus Yat Yochel Hazima. So if you'll say when the Eide Ha'av Amazim the Eide Habal, so the Eide Habal were trying to be Mapsed the wife to Ksuba, and they were trying to give her the death penalty. So if you say when we'll be mazim, then we'll only give them the death penalty. We won't make them pay the hefsek suba. So that's okay. That's called Eidus Yat Yochel Hazima. You're going to get the death penalty. That's enough. But if you're going to be mazim the Eidi Ha'av, and then they were trying to give the death penalty to the Eidi Ha'baal, and they were trying to make the Baal pay, Me'er Kesef. So you're going to say, Kom Levi the Rabbi Nei. We only give them the death penalty because they were attempting to kill, they tried to kill the Eidi Habal. But we're not going to pay them, not going to make them pay the Me'er Kesef that they were trying to be Mapsid the Baal. So how can you accept their testimony in the first place to make the Baal pay the Me'er Kesef? Isn't it Eidi Shiyat Yochel HaHazima? When the second, third pair of Eidim will be Mazim, the Eide Ha'av, they're going to get the death penalty because they're trying to kill the first pair of Eidim, Eide Ha'baal. So the fact that they get the death penalty, that's enough. So why do you have to have that they should, why do you have to have Hesri Yochel Hazimam to make them pay the Me'er Kesef to the Baal? Also, they were trying to be Maps to the Baal, Me'er Kesef Shaloi Kedin. So that's why Rav Yosef says you have to say that they have to pay. If it's Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh, that's going to be Eidu Shiyat Yochel Hazima. How did the Eidei Ha'abal have the right in the first place to be? Nochamal, the Eidei what's a normal case of Moitzi Shemra? The husband brings the pair of Edom and testify the wife has Mazana. Then Parsa Simlo, what do you mean? Dvar Mechuvarim Kis Simlo. They clarify the issue. How they clarify the issue? Edei Ha'av, come in their mazim, Edei Ha'bal, it's a lie. So the Edei Ha'av are causing that the first pair of Edom get the death penalty because they were attempting to kill the Naira Hamaros, attempting to kill a girl. Then if you're a third pair of Edom come, their mazim, Edei Ha'av, so it comes out, Edei Ha'av were trying to do two things. They were trying to kill the first pair of Edom, as Edom Zavimim, Shaloi Kedin, because the second pair were the liars. First pair were telling the truth, and they were trying to make the husband pay Meir Kesef. So that's what the Ran explains in Tener Abin Atam. How can you accept the testimony of the second pair to be Mazim, the first pair? It's Edom Shiyat Yochel Hazimim. If you'll be Mazim, the second pair of Edom, the Edei Ha'av, they'll only get the death penalty because they were trying to kill the first pair of Edom, but they'll never have to pay the Meir Kesef because it'll always be covered with Kam Levi D'Rabmine. So how can you ever make the Baal pay Meir Kesef? Always Edom Shiyat Yochel Hazimim. Either going to get the death penalty. No, but that's... But in Hilchos Edom Shiyat Yochel Hazimim, that's to someone else. That's Misa, that's a side case. They were trying to do two different things here. Trying to give the death penalty to the first pair of Edom. That's like one dintar, so totally different dintar. Trying to make the husband pay the Meir Kesef. They're unrelated to each other. So shouldn't I consider that Edom Shiyat Yochel Hazimim? I should never be able to accept such an edus, but it's an institution in the Chumash. It says a first hasimla. It says in the Chumash, if the edei ha'av amazim the edei ha'bal, so you give the death penalty to the edei ha'bal because they were trying to kill Shaloi Kedin, the Nar Hamaros, and then you make the husband pay the Meir Kesef. So Rabbi Yosef is bothered. The Rabbi Natam interprets Rabbi Yosef is bothered with this question. How does that ever work? How can that institution of Meir Kesef ever work? It's always going to be covered with the Kam Levi D'Rabmine. The Edei Ha'av, the second Edom Mazim, the first, Edus Yatroch Hazimah. Whenever you'll be Mazim, then it's always going to be built in. They're going to get the death penalty because they were trying to kill the first pair of Edom. And they'll never have to pay the Meir Kesef. So how does the Baal ever pay Meir Kesef? Every time the Edom, Edei Ha'av, Amazim, Edei Ha'bal, it's always going to be putta from the payment of the Meir Kesef because Kam Levi D'Rabmine. So I can never get off the ground. You can never have a case. So Be'achreach must be that you do make him pay. If you're Mazim, if the third pair are Mazim, the Edei Ha'av, who in turn are Mazim, the Edei Ha'bal, then we're going to make the second pair get the death penalty because, like two different Dinei Torah. There's Kasha Zaman, they tried to give the death penalty to the first pair of Edom. And it's a different Kasha Zaman, they tried to make the husband pay Meir Kesef, trying to do two different things, as if they gave two different Haggadah Seders. Let's say Edom testified that Reuben killed Shimon in New York on Sunday, and that Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda on Sunday. Then you mazim the Edom, they weren't in New York on Sunday, they were in Europe the whole day Sunday. So you're going to say, come Levi D'Rabmine, since they get the death penalty because they were trying to give the death penalty to Reuben for killing Shimon, so they don't have to pay. No, they're two different Haggadah Seders. There's one Haggadah Seders on a murder, another Haggadah Seders on a halva. They're unrelated to each other. So you wouldn't say, come Levi D'Rabmine, they're unrelated. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Mormon lezen afashas lezen, when the Edei Ha'av amazim, the Edei Ha'bal, it's like Edei Ha'av giving... as if it were two different Haggadah Seders. They say the first pair of Edom deserve the death penalty because they attempted to kill the girl. And the husband has to pay Meir Kesef because that's what it says in the Chumash. So even if you're Mazim then, you have to give them both punishments. Otherwise, the whole Meir Kesef can never get off the ground. It'll always, by definition, be Edom Shiyat Yochel Hazimim. That's how the Rabbi Natam says. But the Rabbi Natam is not that explicit. So the Chiddush Aran and Ardaf quotes Rabbi Natan with that missing line, Edus Shiyat Yochel Hazimim. But bottom line, it boils down to this, the Rivam and the Rabbi Natan both said that this Gemara of Rabbi Yosef, Mamon Zan Afashem Zeh, only applies in one case by Edom Zemimim. That's all. The Rivam says it applies to any case of Edom Zemimim. Any case, because it's always going to be Misa Lezer Tashlom Zeh. Rabbi Natan says, no, it's only by the Meir Kesef, only by this kind of a case. Because otherwise, the every chi of Meir Kesef will always be Edus Shiyat Yochel Hazimim. It will never get off the ground. Yeah, this is a very surprising Gemara. Again. Omer Rav Yosef. Hevi habal edim shezinsa. That's how every case of Mitzvah Shemra begins. The husband brings edim that ish the zinsa during erisin. The hevi ha'av edim hezimum lehevi habal. The mazim them. So the Edi Habal were attempting to do two things, to give the death penalty to the Naira Hamarasa and to make her lose her ksubit, because if she's a Saita, she ruined the marriage, so she's not entitled to ksubit. So in such a case, Edi Habal Neirogim, Eim Shalmin Mammon. Why? Because it's Mammon and the Fush is to the same woman. They're trying to give her the death penalty, trying to be mafsid her the ksubit, so that's Kamla with the Rabbin, because Mammon is there and the Fush is to the same person. But if Chosav the Hevi Habal Edim the Hizimu Lady Ha'av, the third pair of Edim Amazim, the second pair, who in turn Amazim the first pair, so then the Edi Ha'av, the second pair, will be Nairogim Umishalmim Mammon. We'll give them the death penalty because they were attempting to kill the first pair of Edim. And we'll make them pay the Meir Kesef to the husband. Why? Because it's Mammon Lozeh to the husband, the Meir Kesef. They were trying to make the husband pay Meir Kesef Shloikadin. And the Fashas Lozeh, then the Fashas is to the first Katavedim. They're trying to kill the first Katavedim. So this din, Mammon Lozeh Nefashah, only applies to Edim Zanimim. According to the Rivam, because that's the only case left in the whole wide world where you have Mammon Lozeh. And according to Rabbi Natam, no, because it's a local din in Meir Kesef. Every case in Meir Kesef will always be Edim Shehat Yoch Lazima, unless you say like this. So Tosfos there, fine. So these are the two pshat, the Rabbi Natam and the Rivam. The Tosfos there raises a question. How can there be a Havamina that Mammon Lozeh in the Fashas Lozeh is not covered with Kam Lebi Dirabbinay? Where's the original source of Kam Lebi Dirabbinay? Masin Yeh, Menasat, Imlo Yasin, Anish Yonish, Masin Yeh, Menasat, and Nevesh Tachos Nefesh. So the whole story begins with, the whole story of Kam Lebi Dirabbinay is by Dmei Velodis. Who collects the Dmei Velodis? Not the woman, the husband collects it. So he killed the woman, the stach misa lazeh, and it tashlum into the husband. So the original case is misa lazeh and tashlum lazeh. The Gemara in Bava Kamma presents it as if it's a big chiddush that bigdi dechad v'avda dechad. I burnt down a whole barn, and there was an eved tied there, so the eved couldn't run away, and he was burnt to death. I caused him that he should burn to death, and there was a gdi, and there was a lot of property. So I was mazik Reuven's property, and I killed Shimon's Abiknaini. So Misa Lozeva Tashlum Lozeh, and you still say Kam Levi the Rabbi. Gemara says it is a Chiddush. So the Tosfos says the Kasha. The original pasuk is Misa Lozeva Tashlum. What's the big Chiddush? The Dmei Velodis goes to the father of the baby. I remember a child in Broyers asked Shaila once. They were learning Parshas Mishpatim in elementary school. He asked Shaila, you paid the Dmei Velodis, so you want to know, what if the father of the baby is not married to the woman? 100 years ago, someone would ever ask such a shayla. What do you mean the father? How is he not married to the girl? He made her pregnant. He's the father. So the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara Baba Kama says that you pay the money to the father of the baby, not to the husband. Sometimes he's not the husband, but he's the father of the baby. Okay, let's say they got divorced, but they never married in the first place. So the Dmei Velodis goes to the father of the baby. Yeah. So Tosfos raises that question. The original pasuk of Chumash is Misa Lozeh because he killed the woman, and Mammon Lozeh, the mammon goes to the father of the baby, to the husband, to the father. Doesn't go to the woman. The original pasuk is Misa Lozeh v'tash l'mzeh. So what is the Gemara presented as if the Gemara in Bava Kamma Chavbeis and the Gemara later by Iran by the Reidev, as if they discovered America, Chiddush, that Kam Levi the Rabbin even applies to this Misa Lozeh v'tashlam. The original pasuk is Misa Lozeh v'tashlam lozeh. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, even though you pay the money to the father of the baby, but the whole story began because you harmed the girl. So it's called Mammon Lozeh. Mammon, it's considered as if the mammon also goes to the girl. Misa to her, because he killed her. And Mammon Lozeh, the husband takes it away. It's like Mashi Kansi Isha Kana Baila. He or she doesn't even have to be married to the guy. He made her pregnant. Let's say they got divorced already. There's only a din de rabbanan. It's not a din de raisa. But here, Tosfos presented there in Baba Kam as if the ikka din chiyuv, the mevilatis is really to the isha. But if there's a, if the father of the baby is around, so he's zoicha, he gets it away from her. But it's misa moment to the same person. And then the other balei Tosfos are very unhappy. Who says it's not so? So that's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, there's a whole few dafim Gemara about the mevilatis. Gemara says in the sugya of the mevilatis, if the husband is not alive, then the isha gets the money, the mevilatis. So it's a whole machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva, how to read that Gemara. So I forgot about who holds which way. So one of the Rishonim holds like this, day and Tosfos, that the ikedin, the mevilatis, really is to the isha. If there's a husband, so he takes it away from the isha. Even if they're not married now, even though Mashik Kansi Shekhana Baila is only the Rabbana, here he takes away from the Ish. And if he's out of the picture, then you revert back to the Ikaradin. The Ikaradin really is that the Chiv Mevilatis is really to the Ish. And the other Rishonim, I think the Ravid says, no. The Ikachiv Mevilatis is to the father of the baby. If the father is dead, so she's walking around with a baby, that's Hefker. The baby, the Uber, the fetus, belongs to the father. Father dies, so the wife is zeicha min hahefka. She's walking around like a kinyan yad. Like someone put something in my pocket, so I'm kind of with a kinyan keilu shalad, I'm kind of like a kinyan chatzah, so I hold something. So if I have a fetus inside my rechem, I'm kind of the uber. That's how the rabbi writes. She's zeicha min hahefka. Because the uber really belongs to the father, doesn't belong to her at all. And the ikachiv dmei v'lodis really is to the father. But in case the event that the father dies, so she's kind of the Uber, so therefore she's entitled. Woo. So that's really, that seems to be the 2 days in Tosfos of Baba Kama. Can you prove from the parsha of Chumash itself, the original din of Kamblei with the Rabban, he says by the Mevilatis, it's not always Mama Mazet, it's Misa to the woman and Mama to the father. So the Rabban at times says, no, that's Mama to the woman also. The Ikar din really is the Mama goes to the woman. And the other Balayatai say it's not true. So that's a machlokes, it's the Rambam and the Raivad. How to read the Gemara? If the father died, which case do you say that the mother of the baby gets the Dmei V'lodis? Okay, that's an interesting topic about Kamblei with the Rabbina. Yeah, Bli Neder, I'm going to be coming back next week on Thursday morning. So I'm going to try to give some shurim. I have to look at my schedule. If I'll be able to, I'll let you know. I'll be able to, I'll give shurim this week. But next week, I'd like to give a shurim for sure in person on Thursday. Okay?
Amen.
I didn't stop it. I didn't stop it.